Cal Cacciadorian.
And you're listening to another episode of Be Accessible Still.
What are we going to talk about today, Emily?
How much we love the people who are listening to us right now.
It's so much. So much.
Also, we love the people who are listening to us for the first time. We love the people who are listening to us for, what, the 80th time at this point?
What are you still doing here? Haven't you gotten sick of us? We're really glad you haven't, because we still love you.
So, we started this thing, what is it, 3 years ago? Was it 2016?
Yeah, we're going on our fourth year this coming year.
Oh my gosh. We thought that this was going to be a little side project. And to be quite honest with you, I don't generally stick to things this long. So, I mean, okay, if we're talking about diets, for example, I suppose it's a trigger warning here, but I'm just kidding around, I promise. I do not stick to diets. I'm very bad at it. I wake up and I'm like, I'm going to be healthy. And then I just continue to not do anything to change my lifestyle. But this podcast, man, have I stuck to this podcast.
It's kind of like how you drink water and you're like, ah, I'm healthy now. And then you never drink water again until like a month later. And then you have some water and it's like, I'm healthy now. I shouldn't say that, though, because I drink a lot of water.
I know. I chug water all the time. I mean, I'm probably on bottle 3 or 4 today.
You don't have a reusable water bottle?
Yeah, no. Oh. I mean, the third time refilling my reusable water
bottle. I was about to shame you. This isn't a straw.
Hold while I take a sip of my liquid refreshment.
Yes, Emily is now drinking water, and she's let me talk for a second, which was a giant mistake.
I love water so much. What is the point of this episode?
Water is the best drink. Everyone check out the Hydro Homies subreddit.
I'm not subscribed to that one.
It's just a bunch of people who love water.
Wow. I'm going to have to subscribe to that one. Kyle tells me all the best subreddits. Like bread stapled to trees and awful everything.
And stupid food. That's a good one.
I also really like fellow kids. And what are some other good ones?
We want plates.
We want plates. Oh, I once had one get a lot of, what is it, karma?
Oh, yeah, you were on the front page.
Yeah,
of We Want Plates, right? It was something in a shoe.
It was in a shoe. I don't want my food in a shoe.
We Want Plates is a subreddit where you show off food that is served on anything but a plate.
There's also a disability subreddit, but it's not usually poppin'. Sometimes there's some interesting stuff in there.
Yeah.
Like one time...
That's just the way it is.
A mom bought a bed for her autistic kid that looked kind of like a coffin, jail cell cage... And then
she's not exaggerating at all.
Yeah. And then the disability subreddit went off on her. Oh, my goodness. Rightfully so.
She deleted her account and the post. Like, she nuked her post and then she like just got rid of the whole thing. Which, you know.
Don't put your kid in a cage. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.
I mean, I would say that we shouldn't have to say that, but it is 2019. So.
Anyway.
Oh, we're here to talk about you guys.
Right. Yes. Well, I think we are talking about them because those were some good subreddits we just suggested. That was our holiday gift to you.
Check them out.
For real, though, it's been a good year. I will say, and I'm sure many of you who have been listening for a while have noticed, that we definitely did not record as frequently as we have in years past. And that's not because we love you any less. Mommy and Daddy don't love you any less. Can I even say that? It just got weird.
No, you can say that. I'm not taking it out, so.
It's in there now. But both of us are hella busy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're not using that as an excuse. We're merely pointing that fact out as a testament to how much we love to make episodes and how if we had the time, we would be making so many more of them. But I do think that although our episodes have been fewer, I would say they've stepped up in quality. Like, we've had many guests this year.
If we do say so ourselves, we are really nailing it.
Yes.
We should honestly be on the iTunes top charts. Come on, people. Let's step it up. Let's go.
Leave us a review. 5 stars. Like and subscribe. No. But seriously, it has been a challenging year balancing all the crap we're doing with our podcast. But we keep coming back to it because stuff keeps annoying us and we keep annoying each other.
And
this is our outlet to express that.
I wasn't going to admit this to the people who are listening to us, but I feel like they need to know that we got so busy at one point, we almost let things fall to the wayside. Not like we were going to stop podcasting, just like we had a moment where we weren't keeping up with things as well as we should. And then we opened our inbox and there was an email from Spotify and they were like, will you be on a panel? And it was 5 days before the panel when we finally saw the email. And we spent maybe 48 hours repeatedly beating ourselves up and possibly crying real tears over the fact that we missed this opportunity. So let us just say we do not always have it together or ever.
But we definitely do have that email framed on our respective walls as a reminder never to let that happen again.
Yeah, so that was a very hard lesson in why we should not be neglecting the podcast. And I feel like I just wanted to have that real moment with you that whenever life gets in the way, sometimes your passion projects tend to be the first thing to go. But we ain't letting this baby die.
Ever. We love to do it. We love that you guys care about what we have to say. We love that you're willing to give us feedback.
Can we talk about feedback?
We love that you're willing to support us. Yeah, we can talk about feedback.
I love that people give us feedback. And honestly, I think my favorite thing has been, as of late, I've had a couple of people who have said that they feel less alone because of us. And also somebody who recently went back in our archives and went back in our Facebook archives and was commenting on episodes from 2018. Most recently, I think it was one about language. So shout out to you, because that's really cool that you want to engage enough that you're willing to kind of go back in the archives and see what hidden gems are in there.
It just goes to show, like, episodes that we might not think are our best might be some of your favorite episodes. You know, you never know what gets through to somebody. And that's part of the reason why we do this.
Yeah. So keep sharing your feedback because it's so important. We often feel, as disabled people, I would say, that it's easy to exist in an echo chamber.
Yeah, and we've done more than one episode on that on this show. And, I mean, we know as much as you do that, like Emily said, it's very easy to feel like you're stuck there. And when we get a message that says, like, oh, I listened to your thing, and it made me think about things differently, or, oh, it, like Emily said before, like it makes you feel less alone. That feels so good.
But it's not like it feels good because we think we're doing such a good deed or whatever. It feels good because we have also felt that way.
Yeah. That's why we're putting it out. You know, that's what this is. It's like, this is what we think about something. And to know that you feel that on a level is, I don't know, makes me feel really good.
It's kind of like Reddit's shower thoughts, except a podcast, except about disability.
Yeah, it's exactly what this show is. We should use that on our pitches. So what's your podcast about? You ever been to Shower Thoughts? It's like that, but with wheelchairs.
Okay, question time. What was your favorite episode that we did in 2019?
Pay us, please.
You took my answer.
I know, but it was a good one. Good episode. And you're allowed to have the same answer.
No, the whole point of this podcast is that we are consistently pretending to be at odds. Okay.
You're right. I'm sorry. Excuse me. My favorite episode was the one about bathrooms because I have to pick something that I disagree with you about.
Right. But you don't disagree with me about bathrooms. You just disagree with me about
the episode choice.
Except you don't at all. It's fine. We can both have the same favorite.
This is how we really are in real life.
Uh-huh. Oh, I'm flossing my teeth right now.
She does that all the time. Flossing her teeth, cleaning her glasses, blowing her nose. I mean, she never sits still, this woman. I mean, it's ridiculous. Whenever I'm out in public with her, I just get dizzy.
One time, he put his hand on my glasses. That's it. That's the whole story.
Specifically because I knew it would bother her, and I'm a terrible friend.
It really upset me. It almost ended our friendship and the podcast.
Yeah, I didn't think it would be that serious. Like, I felt terrible afterwards.
Anyway, the reason that paying disabled people was my favorite episode is because you should pay disabled people.
It was part of a bigger conversation about creative people getting stiffed in general. But even in creative circles, I mean, like we said in the episode, I think disabled people are routinely forgotten. You know, our know-how is specialized. And I'm not saying that, you know, because we're born disabled, we know things that no one else can learn. But I am saying that firsthand knowledge on a subject tends to be valuable in any other situation. But with us, it's sort of like, whatever, you could just tell us, right?
Yeah, like, you definitely would not say, oh, well, we're not going to pay you for your plumbing services.
Yeah. I mean, and the thing is that most people would agree that that's ridiculous. But to us, it's the same thing. But anyway, if you wanted to hear us rant about that, just go listen to the episode. It's a really good
one. That was just a little preview. So I think we tackled some pretty good issues this year. And I know we already have a couple lined up for next year. But I'm really interested to hear what you all would like us to cover. And I know that we have gotten a fair amount of requests to do episodes on things that we don't end up doing. And the reason for that is that we're usually looking to have the broadest appeal. So sometimes if there's something very specific and we're not super experts on it, we might not do it. But if there are bigger topics that you want us to touch on, don't hesitate to send it because you never know what's going to spark an episode idea.
I really couldn't have said that better. I mean, how good was that, everyone? I can't hear what you're saying in response to my question, but I know that you're agreeing with me because that was marvelous.
That's Kyle speak for, I'm going to let Emily say all the words.
I mean, you're doing a fine job.
You can say words too.
No, we do have a ton planned for next year. And we're actually going to stick to a schedule. And you can hold us to that because we're going to do it.
It's going to be great. Ooh, yeah. That was news to me. Probably okay, not. All right, we got this.
We got this. No. No, but we actually seriously very much do have a lot of cool stuff coming. And as always, we can't wait to share it with you. And we hope that it will excite you as much as it's exciting us.
I realize Kyle didn't actually sound enthusiastic. So let's try that again. Woo!
We have stuff. No, it's so cool. We're just tired, guys. But, oh, we can't wait. But you're going to have to.
Yes, but there's some cool stuff coming in January. Really big, cool stuff that we've been sitting on for a little while. Okay, it's not actually that big, but we think it's freaking cool.
If we do say so ourselves. And I mean, come on.
Stick with us in 2020 because it's going to be a wild ride.
You know who doesn't have 2020 vision? Either of us.
Oh, God. There are so many 2020 vision jokes to be made.
Yeah, well, you know what they say, hindsight is 2020, so.
That, I feel, is ableist.
Yeah, probably. Someone should really do something about that.
Yeah, That's a whole other episode. Have we done one on disability and language?
We have, but not on like specific expressions, which I think is kind of cool to like pick them apart and to not necessarily explain why it's ableist, because I think our audience knows, but like more ponder about why we're okay with using such ones like that.
Well, there you go. We have an episode idea for 2020. So if you're interested in being a language nerd along with us, then y'all come back now, you hear?
Listen, we really appreciate you, and we hope you have a great winter holiday, whichever one you celebrate.
I celebrate Hanukkah.
I pretend to celebrate Christmas.
And whatever it is that you celebrate, we hope you have a wonderful one. And if you are not celebrating anything, then we hope you do find joy in this time of year, which at least where we are is a bit dreary.
Yes. If you're listening from the Southern Hemisphere, we are very much jealous of you at this moment, because it is miserable up here. Anyway.
We should end on a happier
note. You look great today.
Oh, see, that was a happier note.
Emily, you look even greater today.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And if you're listening to this holding a cup of hot tea or hot chocolate and wearing a really ugly sweater, then you are our kind of people. And if you're not doing that, guess what? You're still our kind of people, because you're great and you like our show.
Recommendation, if you're in the mood for something interesting that has nothing to do with hot chocolate or tea or coffee, warm almond milk with maple syrup, vanilla, and cinnamon is delicious.
I will have to try that. That sounds amazing.
It tastes like rice pudding, but without the rice.
This is now a cooking podcast. This is exactly what I wanted. Okay, well, we're going to go make that.
Yep. So we really appreciate you tuning into us this year and sticking with us through our silliness, our seriousness, everything in between. And we hope you have an extremely wonderful holiday season, a very happy new year. And we will be back and better than ever in January 2020.
See you later.
Bye.